Chris.
Marcus.
We are back. It is a little pocket awareness. And you guys already know what to do. You got to follow us on Twitter, ALPA underscore QB1. I think we have gone up like 30 followers on Twitter.
Hey, I'll tell you what, it's been starting to climb.
Slowly.
So thank you guys. Thank
slowly.
You.
Sure. We're that's starting fine.
We're starting to see a few of you who listen starting to add us on the social. So keep it up.
Keep it up.
See the rest of you. We know how many people are listening.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
and it's not reflecting on our social media. We definitely have a larger following on listening to iTunes and listening to Spotify than we do participating in the active follows. I mean, maybe they're following us on Twitter. They're just not following us.
Yeah. Yeah. You know. Some of my followers over there. I don't know how I'm gonna do that, but we're working on that. All right. So ALPA underscore QB1. Make sure the same thing on Instagram, ALPA underscore QB1. Go there, check that out. You know, make sure you download on iTunes and Spotify, you know, hit the subscribe button on iTunes, right? And then Little Pocket Awareness on Facebook as well. And then you make sure you follow me and Chris at the Mark John NFL for me and at King Manilos for Chris. So, Chris, it was probably one of the worst quarterback weeks we've seen in a long time.
That is true.
I know you're not a fan of the QBR stat, but there was 10 players there's 10 players over 60 this week, and everybody else was under 50. So that tells you how bad everybody played. So there was 10 good quarterbacks this week. Not even like good quarterbacks, actually like just 3 good quarterbacks that played really well. They played like 75 and up, but everybody else was just crappy. This is kind of funny.
It was a rough week for quarterbacks.
It's been a rough year for quarterbacks, to be honest. Efficiency wise, it's been pretty rough.
Well, I mean, you can only crown so many people on a yearly basis. I mean, when you say everybody's a Hall of Famer second and third year into their career, I mean, what do you expect?
We'll see. No, the guy I think you're talking about. I think you guys gotta wait. I think you gotta wait. I think he's gonna figure it out. He's gonna figure it out. But he's gonna figure it out. But I think, you know, it's just been a down year for quarterbacks. We saw an ugly week. You know, my Raiders, Derek Carr had an ugly week. I think him was just kind of. I think he just kind of got buzzsawed by a great secondary, and then he just when he made mistakes, they took him. Basically, I think that's kind of what happened to him. And then he did pretty well, like taking what the defense gave him, and they moved the ball really well. And they got to the red zone and they can't get open. You know, they don't have a lot of guys to get open. And, you know, the one time Waller got open, he just airmailed it. I don't know what the hell that was. So
you made a very interesting point that would make a certain listener in Arizona very happy. Our New York Giant fan, Tom.
Yeah.
Would love to hear.
They have a great secondary, bro. They do. I think they have a really good secondary. They have a really good defense, in my opinion. I think their pass rush is, you know, a little iffy, but their secondary, bro, that's how they get sacks, is because there's nowhere for you to throw the football. So, and unless you have like a Cooper Kupp type of dude, or you have to have like a dog, like type of guy that can get open, because then they move James Bradbury. I showed some clip on Twitter. Getting ready for this game, and they do this thing where, like, you know, teams move pre-snap, right? Mm-hmm. And they do motions, right, to kind of see what they're doing, right? They'll have, say, the Chiefs, they move to Tyreek Hill. James Bradbury moves with them, right? So you're thinking, it's man-to-man, right? Corner, mm-hmm. moves with them, mm-hmm. you know, linebacker, mm-hmm. no linebackers over the top, you know, it's just straight man-to-man, right? No. James Bradbury fakes like he goes to man to man, but then he ends up playing middle linebacker in the cover 3.
Good Lord.
And then Patrick Mahomes almost threw a pick. And they do that shit all the time. So, I mean, they get crazy, bro. So it's like, you know, Derek Carr had to hold the ball sometimes and like try to, they really, like, they make you go through your reads, basically. You got to.
Well, you made a good point when we were talking before we got started here. That's 5 first round guys in the secondary.
Yeah, they're so big. They got, and that's it. Peppers didn't even play.
Adoree Jackson.
Week. Yeah.
Bradbury, Logan Ryan,
Xavier McKinney.
And Peppers didn't play.
Peppers didn't even play. I think McKinney is playing because Peppers is hurt.
That's insane. Crazy. Five first round draft picks in your secondary.
Wild. And they, and they're all smart and they all run the system well. I think Adoree Jackson took a little bit. I think he took a while at the beginning of the year, but he's starting to hit his stride in the system. And that's why they, the last three games, they've given up like 17 points a game or less than that, probably. Because,
well, know. I mean, they got one of the great quarterbacks keeping them down.
Yeah, which is bad. I mean, he didn't do anything against Raiders either. So, like, he didn't.
Could you imagine if they had like a healthy Saquon Barkley and their offensive line played okay? Like, can you imagine?
Imagine if they had Jimmy Garoppolo.
Well, yeah. I mean,
it'd be a lot better. Yeah, they would. I need to say it to Daniel, but like, I don't know. I kind of feel like they would be a little bit.
I can't disagree with you there.
A little bit better.
I can't disagree with you there.
Like maybe like Carson Wentz, or like they had just somebody that was just like the middle guy. Like they had any guy, like even Kirk Cousins on. I feel like on this team, where they.
Oh yeah, Kirk Cousins would be good for that.
Yeah, with the type of weapons they have.
Game management.
He has Darius Toney.
Like Galladay, Darius Toney, Sterling Shepard's been. The same guy.
Ingram, Darius. Yeah. I mean, that team's like loaded. That's why, you know, when we were going over the preview, like me and BD were like, this team's like loaded. And they just don't have a quarterback. It's literally, I feel so bad. Dave Gettleman gets so much crap, but he like loaded that. That team's loaded, bro. Literally.
We talked about the two defensive tackles that they got there.
Yeah.
So like, they're an edge rusher away from an elite defense. No.
Olajari, and then they got Quincy Roche, who's balling.
Roche from Miami.
Yeah, they got him, and he's starting to come out. So he's been playing the last couple of games.
All right, I take back their middle linebacker away.
Yeah, exactly. And then they got Olajari, who's getting better, who, you know, caused some pressure, you know, caused a lot of pressure against the Raiders. So,
just need a quarterback, man.
They got to chase trade Daniel Jones, bro, for Kirk Cousins or something. I don't know.
They can't even get anything for Daniel, man. Oh, man. They can't get anything for Daniel.
If Sam Darnold can get traded for at this point, let's keep it real.
Oh, come on now. No. They were still trading Sam Darnold as if he was still the second quarterback taken in that draft. Like, they were still – well, he's still like a rookie. Like, we're still projecting him, and his talent level is higher. You know, we still got him on the draft board there.
Somebody posted a video of like Matt Rhule talking about him like before when they traded him, and then talking about him now. Did you see that? That was hilarious.
I didn't see it. No, but
Matt Rhule was like talking about, yeah, it was my defensive coach. It's like, wow, this guy is so good. And we, you know, like he makes plays, you know, every once in a while he makes some wild plays. And like now he's like talking about him like, you know, he's still young, and you know he's got to work through it a little bit. He's just gonna keep his confidence because Robbie Anderson's freaking out on him, and he told him to tighten up. I mean, I feel like that's words of encouragement, bro. Like he's like, tighten up, dog. Let's go. he's trying to get him. He's not yelled at you, really. He's like, come on, dog. Wake up.
Yeah.
Like I know you're good, dog. Wake up. Let's go. Yeah, type of stuff. But anyways, all right. What about your Packers, Chrissy? Jordan Love. You know, he's being a lot of praise online. Yeah, I mean, have you noticed that he's being a lot of praise after this game?
Well, I
want to know how you feel about that.
I noticed that a lot of people were killing him
because
he was struggling with reading the blitz. He was really struggling to pick up a blitz. I think he's a kid that really just played his first preseason for the first time ever and didn't see anything but vanilla. Like he actually, he saw a game plan. He saw a game plan for the first time. They treated him like a rookie and he looked like a rookie. But what I'm seeing online is everybody comparing him to Brett Favre's first start, Aaron Rodgers' first start, you know, talking about some of these big name quarterbacks and how they actually played the first time they took the field. Like this is legitimately his first start. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not worried because it's his first start and it's the middle of the NFL season and they were ready to play a rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
That's what it came down to. Now I'm very promising about the way that the last drive played.
Yeah.
How they scored that touchdown on the last drive. I also think LaFleur nailed it in his post-game press conference. He tried to run the offense as if it was still Aaron Rodgers as the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And just like, okay, Jordan, like you're capable of doing the same things Aaron can. Here, run the offense. Versus, making life easier for him.
Yeah.
I think for the last few weeks, they've been getting away from AJ Dillon way too much.
Yeah.
They don't leverage him in running scenarios that are like quite literally built for him to run the football. They're not running the ball on like third and second, like, yeah. or third and two.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not running the ball in short yarded situations when you've quite literally got the perfect guy to run the ball with.
Yeah.
So I didn't think they did a good job of putting Jordan Love in the best scenarios, but I mean, he looked like a rookie. I had higher expectations going in. I mean, yeah. I said two touchdown passes and yeah. a running
because the Chiefs defense is terrible, but now people are like, they're good. Okay.
We'll see this week. They played in like, they blitzed the hell out of Jordan Love. They sent pressure the entire time and he just couldn't adjust to it. And I think the game was moving too quick for him. It'll come with time. I'm not in a panic mode situation at all when it comes to Jordan Love. He may end up playing this week too because of the COVID protocols. Aaron Rodgers is only available starting on Saturday.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. he might not even actually get cleared until Sunday. He might not even leave it's a home game against Seattle.
Yeah.
He may not even be ready for the game this week. So we could see Jordan Love 2 weeks in a row.
Interesting. Seattle's not a good defense either, though.
No, they don't. But they're not afraid to blitz with Seattle defense. Actually, they are afraid to blitz, aren't they?
They don't blitz at all.
They just sit back there and cover three.
That's just a middle.
All right, so I feel better for Jordan Love playing against Seattle's defense than with what – unless they all of a sudden decide to follow – it's a copycat league, man. When you get tape on a guy, if you see that they struggled away like that under pressure.
That scheme, that's the thing. Well, yeah. Well,
you never know.
Well, I mean,
it's the NFL.
The Seahawks, not the Seahawks, the Raiders blitz Justin Fields a lot. But it was only like 9 times. So,
yeah.
It was they broke their tendency, but
it was like 70% of the passing plays were blitz.
I'm sure. I mean, well, the Chiefs are a cover zero team. That's why they suck right now because they I mean, you can't play. You got to have like the Ravens guys, and they suck half the time right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you know, and the Ravens lost all their corners. You can't play that cover zero system. You got I don't even know who the Chiefs corners are.
I don't either.
I don't know.
I don't either.
Oh, Sneed. I really Sneed. Sneed.
Sneed's one of them, but then you got Sorensen and.
And
Honey Badger at safety. Yes, no, I'm like it wasn't
like average.
It wasn't like they were some incredible secondary that shut the Packers offense down. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about a defense that shut something down? They had 238 yards of total offense for the Kansas City Chiefs, and they scored 13 points. Could you imagine if Aaron Rodgers played in that game? That would have been a beatdown. That would have been an absolute beatdown.
I still think Mahomes is playing gun shy right now. That's what I think.
I'm not disagreeing with you. And what I tell you about
Kelce, bro, Kelce does not look the same. He does not, bro.
He's putting up like high, like if you compare him to his fantasy levels, like he's not scoring 20 and 30 points. He's scoring like 15 points. So he's not playing bad. He's just not playing all world. Like
yeah, he's not Travis, which means he's aging. He's going to age but he's still going to be good, but he's not going to be elite. So then, you know, he doesn't have, so I'm saying, he turns into Zach Ertz. I mean, Zach Ertz is good. He's, you know what I mean? Like, he's not mm-hmm. Travis Kelce.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm not saying that Travis Kelce is not going to play until he's like 37 because that's how good he is, but I'm just saying that he's not an X factor type of player that he's just going to take over a game like he used to. And I think mm-hmm. that's a big problem. And that's since he can't do that, all Mahomes has is Tyreek Hill. And I mean, Tyreek Hill's still 5'9. He's still 5'9.
That is not enough.
Yeah, he's still 5'9. So. All right, Chris, let's get into some of these topics.
Well, we still got some Packer news that we can discuss that falls into our category.
Oh, exactly.
Next topic.
Odell Beckham is a free agent. And
he cleared the waivers a few hours ago.
Yeah, he cleared waivers.
And according to social media, Marcus, the man's number one preferred choice is to end up with the Green Bay Packers.
Okay. Okay.
And here, are you ready? Here's the only way it happens. He takes veteran minimum money.
Takes veteran minimum money. I don't think that's going to happen, bro.
Okay, fine. But like, that's basically what has to happen because of the cap situation for the Green Bay Packers. They have a few million dollars to operate within the cap for the rest of the season. They basically have enough money on the cap to survive the standard process of transacting on a week-to-week basis if you have injuries. And this is a team that's had guys hitting the IR every single week. Mm-hmm. You got to bring in guys like Blake Bortles to be a backup quarterback when Aaron Rodgers is on the COVID list. Like, just the way that they have to operate as a team, they've got enough money to operate as a team with bringing in guys like who did they bring in? They brought in two guys that are taking veteran minimum deals. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, who did they bring in? Why can't Merciless on the defensive line? He came in on a veteran minimum contract because he's still getting paid by the Texans. And what is it? Cobb came in with like no money. So like the veterans that they're bringing in, they're not signing million-dollar deals to come and play for the Packers. It's the veteran minimum. That's how Beckham is a Packer. He plays for veteran minimum dollars.
I don't think he should take veteran minimum.
I mean, he could. It's a rental. He's playing half a season trying to make that next contract. He could make that decision. But you can't say that your number one place that you want to go is Green Bay and not be aware of their cap situation.
Yeah, but that's why I think he's driving up the price, bro. I don't know if he really wants to go to Green Bay. I don't know about him going to Green Bay. I think the quarterback would fit him the best. And I think he knows that because I think since Aaron Rodgers throws really well to Davante Adams, and Davante Adams is what I would call part of the freelance route runners in the NFL, they really don't do like the design of the route. The only reason
that Davante is like that with Rodgers is because of the chemistry they had and what they've developed over the years. He's only able to make those changes to his route because Rodgers knows before he actually does it that that's what's happening.
Yeah. Yeah. Because JT O'Sullivan pointed this out on his QB school that, about Odell Beckham a couple years ago before he joined Cleveland. I went back and watched the video, and he's talking about how, when he played with Chad Johnson, that in Odell Beckham is kind of similar that, you can't anticipate to them because you don't know what they're going to do. And so sometimes you have to wait till they make their move, mm-hmm. and for them to make that type of play or whatever. So that's why a smarter quarterback, even though we give Eli crap for being whatever, he still played a long time. Put some plays up.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing. Guy like him, like a veteran, can play with Odell because he has a little more patience, probably has a little bit better idea of his timing. And he's able to, kind of see what he's doing a little bit.
Well, they played together for a while, too.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, he was his first quarterback, so.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So, like, and Baker was never – he could never build that chemistry with him. Like, Baker, he just had no idea what he was going to do. And just, Baker – I guess Baker has to be do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, perfectly.
Well, his anticipation's still not there yet for Baker, so.
Regardless, if they what route they run, so.
exactly. And struggles with throwing in the middle, and Odell runs crossers all day long.
Yeah.
You see the big plays down the sideline, but – Yeah. He's not the vertical stretch guy.
Yeah,
in an offense.
Yeah, you want him like running slants and getting the ball in his hands, screens and then hitting him on digs and stuff like that, and then hit him over the top sometimes. But
it can't be his primary thing.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I think that's why Aaron I think would be a good fit for him too. Because then he's talking about going to the Niners, which I heard is another thing. Which I don't know why he'd want to do that.
They can't get Brandon Ayuk the ball.
I don't know what their plan is there. But hey, if that's what you want to do, Odell. I mean, and then there's the Saints. Like, I don't know what his plan is there either.
Well, they need a guy to fill Michael Thomas's shoes.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, hey,
I guess you want Trevor Siemian throwing you the ball.
I mean, Trevor played all right last week, right?
He lost to the Falcons, so.
Well, I mean, but Matt Ryan's playing a little. You know, he's playing.
Matt better Ryan is him. Playing better. Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, he's playing better than people give him credit for. So you know, I think you know maybe. I don't know. I mean, Trevor Siemian is definitely gonna fall off the cliff. So, I mean, unless it's Sean
Payton. Right, that's like not sustained. Yeah,
he's like a magician or something. You
know? Maybe they can get trade for Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
you didn't even bat an eye at that one. I tried to slip that in, and you didn't even get fazed by it.
I don't know.
Trade deadline's already come and gone, Marcus.
I know, man. It's already come and gone. But, I don't know. I don't know what his plan is. I don't think he really has one, to be honest. But I mean, if he wants to go to the Packers, I think that'd be his best fit. But I don't know how much money he wants. That's the thing. We don't know. Like, what does he feel like?
The rest of this year can't be about money. It can't.
All right. So let's talk about his comment, you know, Chris, because we did want to talk about that. We were talking about that before the show. His demand. So I want to find his demand. I want to get this quote. The demand for Odell Beckham to be his quarterback. All right. So this is a report from Charles Robinson of Yahoo.com. He's a pretty legit guy. Definitely like the stuff that he does. So this is what he says. All right. So the quote is Beckham prefers a team in playoff contention that features an offensive-minded head coach and a creative quarterback with a track record of success. So that leaves like how many teams? What? So the Rams? I mean, but is Rams, Matthew Stafford creative?
I mean, some of the interceptions he was throwing this last week were creative.
I mean, those no-look passes, I guess.
All right, so the Rams, that's one. Obviously.
I guess. I'm just trying to think of some teams here.
Obviously, the Packers.
The Packers, obviously. So, I mean, that fits the Packers perfectly. That's basically him saying, I want to go to the Packers. I mean, it's basically a description of, like, Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur.
Yeah. Yeah.
A creative veteran quarterback with an offensive-minded head coach with a track record of success.
Who else is a creative veteran quarterback?
Veteran. That's the main thing.
Ben Roethlisberger?
Russell Wilson? But they don't have an offensive-minded head coach.
No, they do not.
Oh, that's a tick. Is he going to get like three targets over there?
All the veteran guys are like retired too now. So like, I mean, I don't know who he's talking about to play. Well, I mean, is Tom Brady creative? I don't know Tom Brady to be creative. He's a statue in the pocket. I don't know if that's creative.
I mean, Josh Allen. Imagine? No, but he's not a veteran.
He's not a veteran.
I mean, is Patrick Mahomes a veteran in his mind?
Oh, that would actually make a lot of sense for him to go to Kansas City. Oh my God, I didn't even think about that. What if he took veteran minimum? Well, I don't even know if they could afford veteran minimum.
I think
in Kansas
can.
City.
I think they
because their cap is in just as much shambles.
They need him though. Patrick Mahomes needs somebody that could win in an intermediate.
Could you imagine if he went to Kansas City? Beckham to be the possession guy.
Yeah, and he would take over on the scramble drill too. He would probably just learn that scramble drill real quick because he knows that's how he's gonna get targets. He's like, I better figure it out.
Yeah, because Tariq Hill's too busy running flies down the field. My God, could you imagine Tariq Hill taking the top off the defense for Odell Beckham?
I know, man. Yeah, I don't wish that, actually.
That would be wild.
But talk about
a trio.
But that's what I'm saying. Is he a veteran? Some guy tried to say the Chargers. Like this one dude said, I think it's LAC. I mean, Atlanta?
No, because I mean, they're not a contender. And that's not an offensive-minded head coach.
Yeah, they do. Arthur Smith.
Oh! Not
you're thinking
that's
Dan
my
Quinn.
Fault. I was thinking Dan Quinn. Isn't he in Dallas now?
Yeah. Do you know Matt Ryan has the highest passer rating on scramble throws? I looked that up today. That was crazy. That was just, somebody asked me to look up Derek Carr's scramble throws, and I was looking at it like, Matt, he only has 12 attempts. Okay. He's like 25th attempts, but he's like 9 for 12, and he has like four touchdowns, three, two touchdowns. And like,
All right.
So maybe it's Matt Ryan. I mean, well, Matt Ryan, I did talk about that in the offseason, how he had this weird athleticism that he just kind of showed out of nowhere on tape last year that I've never seen from him.
They need a wide receiver. Calvin Ridley's out for mental health reasons. They need a wide receiver. He could play that.
They're 4-4. They're in the seventh spot.
He could play that Roddy White position.
That'll open up Kyle Pitts, too.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
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 I don't know why this guy put the Chargers, though. Veteran quarterback, guys. Come on.
Yeah, no. No, and there's already like where's Beckham?
Justin Herbert's not. Why do people think Justin Herbert's creative?
Where's Beckham going to play in that offense? He's not a slot receiver. When has Odell Beckham ever been a slot receiver?
Well, I mean, you could put Keenan Allen in the slot. That's what Keenan Allen does best, anyways, is in the slot.
Well, that would be in a wild, wild trio of wide receivers. I mean,
they don't have an offensive
mind. Herbert doesn't hold the ball long enough to have those three guys.
And he's not creative. Like, why do people think Herbert's creative? Like, because they found the three. Because I looked at him too, and he's throwing the ball a lot. He's only threw the ball on scrambles 13 times, just as much as Matt Ryan. So, like, why do people think he's creative? I don't get it. I don't understand it. People have like this weird idea of him. He's like the total opposite of what they actually think he is, because he'll like run a touchdown every once in a while.
Well, you know what's really funny?
Yeah.
And this could probably move us right into our next topic here for you. Mm-hmm. The one that you wanted to discuss. What's a team that's got two of the three? An offensive minded head coach? A guy who gets creative.
Uh-huh.
But he happens to not be a veteran. His old team, the Browns.
Oh, this.
Come on.
That's true. Yeah.
So that gets right into what you wanted to talk about with Baker Mayfield, right?
Yeah,
with
Baker Mayfield, the big deal is his replacement. I didn't get to watch this game, really. Because I mean,
well, they dominated the Bengals.
Yeah, I mean, they ran all over them too.
The Browns can still dominate them. I'm not saying Baker would dominate. I'm saying the Browns dominate.
Yeah, but you know, that's what you act like. You got interviewed like, he doesn't need Odell. Like, well, I mean.
Well, yeah, you win a game big. That's the storyline.
So stupid, though.
That's the NFL, man.
I don't know. I just think it's kind of dumb that he's getting
you're mad at him for only throwing 21 passes, man. You're mad because he only threw it 21 times.
Yeah, I am kind of mad about that because I don't know if that's a bounce back game. I think that's a. I mean, is that a bounce back?
Well, what are the numbers?
What's
the stat line?
All right, so we got 14 to 21. All right, 218 yards. So he had 10.4 YPA. So I mean, he did not feel. He was 3 for 4 in his deep passes, which was the big thing. He was 3 for 4 in his deep passes. So. I mean, that's why he has most of, he had 109 yards on 3 deep balls and a touchdown. So, I mean, that was like half of his yards were on deep passes.
Yes, quite exactly half of his yards. What you said, he had 218 total yards?
Exactly half. 50% of his yards were on deep passes.
On three passes.
So, I mean, the Bengals are a cover zero team this year for some reason. I don't know why teams play cover zero in today's NFL. I have no idea. I just don't get it. This is what happens. You have no safety over the top, and then there's Donovan Peoples-Jones just
gone.
God, see ya. There's no safety, bro. Bro, I remember I watched that play. So I'm like, where's the safety at? Are they really playing cover zero against the? I just don't get it. I just don't get the cover zero thing. The Dolphins, they suck this year because they play cover zero all the time. Like, it doesn't work. You can't do that no more. I'm sorry. You can do it against, like, Justin Fields or some, or Jordan Love. But like,
you can do it against Tua.
Tua? Yeah, but, like, the quarterback's been in the league, like, 5 years. Like, come on, bro. So you're going to get burned. That's basically what Baker Mayfield did here. I mean, he just kind of burned them over the top. But you know, I mean, how sustainable is that? Is it going to be? Is he going to be 3 or 4 on deep balls every week? You know, probably not. So that's why I just think it's funny, like the hype that he got after playing that game, like he was back and he doesn't need Odell and all that stuff. I'm like, I don't know, man. I mean, once we see that 40 pass game, we'll see how much he needs Odell. But you know, he didn't have to pass this game. You know,
Marcus with the hashtag will see
you. Yeah, you know, I just kind of think that's weird that people did that. I mean, it's not like that he was like, you know, 35 for 40, you know what I mean? For like mm-hmm. 400 yards or something. Mm-hmm. Like that, though. mm-hmm. So he hit behind the run game and did some deep play actions and threw some deep balls off play action. That's basically what he did.
So, that's what their offense is designed to do.
Though, I know. Marcus.
That's what they want to do.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like let's not get too crazy over like Baker Mayfield's good without Odell Beckham, because it's debatable whether he was that good last year. You know what I mean? So
okay, all right.
But I just want to talk about this other guy. You know, Mr. Interception over here that we don't talk about. Mr. Picks, just Joe Burrow. Was he at 11 now? What is that, 11? He's at now.
Well, he's just trying to keep pace with Patrick Mahomes.
You know,
he knew that, you know, your name being said at the same time as Patrick Mahomes is a good thing.
I mean, Patrick Mahomes is trying not to throw picks at the award house. That's what I'm saying. That's why they can't move the football. But I mean, Joe Burrow, he struggled, bro. He struggled a lot. I mean, the previous week, he technically played good, but like, I mean, he still lost to the Jets. So
come on now. You know, that was a Bush League roughing, like, personal foul on the cornerback.
It shouldn't have been that close, Chris.
No. Okay. All right.
It shouldn't have been that close. It shouldn't have been that close.
All right.
Man, and you know he leads the NFL in third in was it 3-step drops?
That's smart for a guy who we spent all this time talking about. He doesn't have a arm talent like other quarterbacks, of course. That's the smart way to play with a kid like that. You get the ball out of his hands early so he doesn't have to show his weakness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I like that. That makes a lot of sense. Good job, Zach Taylor.
Yeah, when you play a too high defense, you can't do that.
You got to have your receivers win.
Yeah. I mean, but he has receivers that are winning. I don't understand. I don't know if that's a thing. You know what I mean? I just think he's just like the throw he made on the pick six. I mean, that was just a bad throw. Mm-hmm. Threw it, you know, late inside, you get pick six. I mean, it's just the rules. And it's not in the NFL. That's the rule in high school football. In Pop Warner.
Well, okay. It's not. I mean, maybe for guys with his arm talent.
I don't know. I mean, Derek Carr was late inside. He threw a pick six. So, I mean, you're late inside, bro.
I'm not talking about the NFL.
I'm talking
about your joke.
I'm just saying, man. A 10-year-old bro throws a late inside. It's pick six. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. You know.
Okay.
He's got to learn then to lead him inside,
not to
the sideline. You know.
The ball's got to get to the sideline. You got to get it to that outside shoulder. If you're inside the face mask and behind, you're in a lot of trouble. You're in so much trouble.
Trouble. Yeah. So it's just interesting to me. Like, I mean, there's so much hype about him, you know, pretty earlier on. Like, oh, he's every prayer. And, you know, we looked at him like, dude, this dude is like.
It did start getting cold out, Marcus. It did start getting cold out.
It's November, too. It is.
It is November.
But yeah, now he leads the league. He's tied with Sam Darnold. I mean, he has 20 touchdowns, though, right? I mean, that's like, because he still has a rating over 100. Like, what?
2 for 1. He's 2 for 1.
He still has a rating over 100.
We'd rather have you a 3-to-1 touchdown interception ratio. That's ideal.
Yeah, I mean.
But he's still 2 for 1.
Yeah, his YPA is really high. That's why. I mean, he's just throwing the ball downfield. He's getting a lot of yak and stuff like that. But, man, that is crazy, all those picks he's throwing. He's throwing, that's a lot of picks, man. That's 11, what, half season? So he's on pace for what, 20? To get hit 20 this year?
He's on pace.
There's a lot more interceptions this year that I look at, man. Carr has 7, Mac Jones has 7, Lamar Jackson has 7, Kyler Murray has 7, Tannehill has 8. I mean, Davis Mills, of course, he has 8. Justin Fields is he has 8. Man, there's a lot of picks. Where did this defense come from? Where was that last year?
No. It's a lot of young quarterbacks. Like we just transitioned away from both Mannings. We got rid of Drew Brees. No more Phillip Rivers, but he threw a lot of interceptions. So you can't say that Phillip Rivers is really the guy that's. But Big Ben's not the same guy. Like all the older guys that didn't throw interceptions are leaving the league.
Yeah, you just got a point there. I don't know, man. It's a lot of picks. It's a lot more than last year. It's gonna be a lot. There's gonna be somebody's hitting 20 interceptions this year.
I agree, I think more than one. I think we see 3 guys with 20.
I think Burrow might hit it. I think he's gonna.
Hey, if Mahomes keeps playing this way, he's gonna hit it.
No, Mahomes decided he's not gonna throw interceptions because I don't think he's doing one. He's like, I'm not gonna do it anymore.
Talking about. Hold on. Now I gotta check. They turned the ball over for sure against the Packers.
They fumbled. Remember? Oh. I think they fumbled. Because he had 10 picks going into that game.
He had a bigger number than 10.
But they're throwing he leads the league in attempts, Patrick Mahomes.
Oh yeah, he didn't throw a pick. You're right. So he's 1 week without an interception.
Mm-hmm.
Because he threw an interception against the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
He broke his interception streak. Oh, my God, Marcus. He threw one against the Giants. He threw one against the Titans. He threw 2 against Washington. He threw 2 against Buffalo. Oh, my God. He's thrown 6 interceptions in the last 5 games.
Yeah, man, he was struggling, dog. He was struggling. He was, man. Man,
goodness,
he was struggling and he still goodness. Is. But I'm telling you, that's why he didn't throw any picks against the Packers because I don't even think he did.
That was the first game he didn't throw an interception since week 1.
Look at this.
That was his first time since week 1. Woo.
Yeah, man.
Goodness,
this is a weird year for quarterbacks, bro.
His longest completed pass was 25 yards.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like everything's reversing. I feel like you know the interceptions are up, scoring's down.
He averaged 4.5 yards per pass.
Yeah, bro, he sucked it up.
That defense played really. He threw 166 yards. That's the fewest yards that he threw all season long. His previous low. You want to know what his previous low was?
What?
206 against the Titans.
He's just so up. I mean, I don't know, we got on our Patrick Mahomes talk, but man, this dude is 1 for 6 on the deep ball that game.
The Packers defense balled out, man. That's what I'm saying. If they would have had Aaron Rodgers, they would have smoked the Chiefs.
He was 0 for 3 the previous week. Now I'm interested in this.
We're tangenting.
I just got to see this. Okay, he was 2 for 4 against Tennessee, but they still sucked that game. Like that's what's wrong with him. Obviously, is that this dude is because the last good game he had, Chris, he was 5 for 7 against Washington. The last halfway decent game he had, where he looked like himself, but with turnovers, he was 5 for 7. So. This dude's just Steph Curry. That's just kind of feel like at this point that, you know, there could be a point like week 12 where he just starts hitting everything and then it's just a storm and he just win like 6 in a row or some stupid crap like that. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, but their defense is still crappy. So I feel like they start scoring more points. They're just going to give
up the race. Yeah, you know.
Anyways. All right. So we kind of tangented off right there, but quarterback play is down. I mean, I think it's kind of benefit of everything. I kind of feel like it's a little uglier, which I wouldn't say it's uglier. I just think that, you know, where the NFL is going, I mean, everybody's playing these too high defenses and a lot of these quarterbacks cannot take what's in front of them. They can't take what, you know, they just refuse to take what's given to you. They're just like, it's the deep ball and I got to scramble to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what's cool. And I got to run around and you know what I mean? Like,
Speaking about a guy who was scrambling and running around and struggling, Josh Allen, everybody's MVP.
Yeah. Josh Allen is everybody's MVP.
He struggled bad. Two interceptions, lost a fumble, lost to the Jaguars. The mighty Buffalo Bills went down to the Jacksonville Jaguars. They lost to the rookie, whose number one receiver is Jamal Agnew. They don't even have So what? Against they don't have anybody. There's nobody on the field. Jamal Agnew is the number one receiver. They better only score 9 points against you.
Yeah, I mean, so that's what I'm saying.
There's no James Robinson. There's no Travis Etienne. Like, they don't even have their top two running backs. They don't have their top three wide receivers. They never had a tight end to begin with. They tried to bring Tim Tebow to play tight end. That's how bad their tight end situation is.
Yeah, but I mean, the defense did its job, obviously, in this game. Okay.
Oh,
I mean, the offense did it. So yeah, that's why I'm not still like, that's why I'm trying to, I'm not sleeping on the Bills. Everybody's like trying to jump off the Bills bandwagon because he lost, like, I think two in a row or whatever. I'm not going to do that because
I'm not saying jump off the bandwagon. I'm just saying, if you're going to praise Josh Allen the way that you praise Josh Allen, make sure you're praising the right Josh Allen.
He's still the favorite on MVP.
That's awful. That is so bad.
That's in Vegas.
That is so bad.
He's still the favorite.
How can I bet against that?
I don't know, man. I don't think you can. I mean, yeah, you could. I mean, I don't know who you'd bet for, though. I would bet for Brady if you mean and Brady.
Oh, no, I don't want to bet for Brady. I thought, you're off your guy? You're off your guy, Matthew Stafford?
Stafford kind of blew it the last week. I don't know. He's still number one just in net yards per attempt, but
we will drop our ranking again before the game's on Sunday.
Yeah, you know, it changed a little bit. It changed a lot, actually.
Oh yeah. We'll throw that out. That'll
for some reason Joe Burrow's just staring up there. That's what's bothering me about him. It's like, bro, get out of there. You don't deserve to be here with all these picture throwing. Like, I don't care what your YPA is. Like, come on, bro. I don't care what it is. Anyways, but yeah, Josh Allen, he struggled like hell. I mean, he's two picks, 5.6 YPA. He couldn't throw down fields worth the junk. They couldn't get anything going downfield. He struggled, bro. He struggled. Just like every quarterback. I mean, he just didn't.
Oh, you're just going to lump him in with everybody else.
Yeah, I am. Chris. Okay. I mean, he's played good the 2 weeks, but he's played. Well,
he struggled at the beginning of the year, Mark.
Yeah, but that was two games.
You're going to give him credit for like
two games, right? And then, you know, he came back. He didn't play too well against Miami. He has 5.9 YPA. You know, he didn't play that great against Miami, right? And then, they had the week off, and they played the Titans. Right? I mean, he didn't play bad against Titans either. You know what I mean? He's not playing bad. He's just not playing like he did last year.
Yeah, well, remember that last year was an outlier, not the standard.
I don't know if it's I don't know if it's a full-on outlier. I would say that
it is when it comes to his record for completion percentage.
Well, yeah. But he's still beating that, though. He was 66 last game, so it doesn't matter. You're talking about completion percentage. He's still beating that, bro. He's actually probably went up. So,
you're probably right.
I probably went up, bro. I think he'll be fine, bro. They're just basically playing like they did in 2019, which is, mm-hmm. you know, they're not putting up the same points like they did. Mm-hmm. The defense is mm-hmm. dominating again because, you know, mm-hmm. like I said, people are playing defense again this year, which I think more people are going to get upset, more and more upset. There's going to be more dinking and dunking as the season goes along. I think there's going to be less explosive plays because I don't think there's a lot of explosive plays this week. Do you remember that many explosive plays, highlights from this past week? Because I don't.
That's a good point, Marcus.
There's a less and less explosive plays happening because people are playing more and more too high, right? Mm-hmm. And then the NFL is still refusing to run the football. So until that happens, we're going to see dig and dunk passes, screens, quick passes, little intermediate throws, quick slants, you know, because teams are like, you're not throwing deep on us anymore. And you're going to have to seriously manufacture deep passes or play against the Ravens. That's basically all you got.
Speaking of the Ravens.
Speaking of the Ravens. We gotta get on Stafford first, all right?
Okay. All right.
So Stafford played a playoff team again. Uh-huh. And This is why I don't like PFF, bro. Like, why is Matthew Stafford's grade 77.2 on here? Is that because of was it garbage time? What did he do? Wait a second. Hold on. Wait a minute here, guys. No. What? I'm sorry. This is bothering. I just pulled this up, Chris. I just wanted to pull up his stats. What is his grade? Oh, is this the season? Okay, it's the season. All right. Okay, I calmed down. I thought it was.
You're back.
I thought it was the game. Because if he got a 77 for that game, I was a little crazy. That's good. Y'all got to fix your system now. But anyways, all right. So he got a 52.1. We're okay with that. He threw two picks. He threw a Carson Wentz pick.
Yes, he did. Spinning around.
Move his seat.
Throwing the ball up.
Take the safety, bro. It's better. Take the safety. That's all you need to do is take the safety, bro. Or I don't know what it is. Or don't throw it. Like, he, like, threw it, like, full speed.
Their schedule looks so bad, Marcus. Like, they beat the Bucks. Okay. They lost to the Cardinals. Well,
yeah. We talked about this last week. We did.
They beat the Seahawks. They beat the Giants. They beat the Lions. They beat the Texans. They lost to the Titans.
You know what year this feels like? I feel like we talked about this beginning of the year before the year started. Like in 2014, they started like 5-0, I think.
My God, they beat the Buccaneers and they beat the Colts. Those are the only two teams that might make the playoffs that you can say that they beat. Otherwise, what, they beat the Bears. They beat, and then I listed everybody else off.
Yeah.
They're 2-1 in games. Are the Colts even over 500?
No, they're not. They're 4-5.
So they're 1-1 in games against teams over 500. Yeah. No, they're 1-2. 1-2. Oh, Marcus, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. It's Matthew Stafford's career. It's playing out.
On a better team.
On a better team.
That's why it's so funny. That's why it's so funny to me. You know?
They play the Packers, the Cardinals.
Who else? See, they don't play any other playoff teams unless the Seahawks just come on. Because the thing is,
Seahawks
is Geno Smith actually, he held it down enough.
The Ravens.
Yeah. Oh, they play the Ravens too?
They play the Ravens in week 17. Oh, God, and then they play the Niners in week 18. So they basically, because the Vikings, the rest of their schedule is the Niners, then the Packers, then the Jaguars, then the Cardinals, Seattle, Vikings, Baltimore, Niners.
They can lose to the Vikings, though. It depends on how the Vikings are playing.
It's after Christmas, and it's in Minnesota.
Oh, God.
That's the only way Minnesota wins a game is when they play at home.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, if Minnesota is there, which I mean, they're not out of the playoffs either, because, like I said, they're only a game back from the Falcons. So are the Seahawks.
I was like, what are you talking about? They're so far behind.
No, they're 3-5.
Like, oh, no, you're talking about the wild card spot.
Yeah, the seventh to put, hey, you know, Matthew Stafford and playoff team. So, you know.
Bro, this could be – this could be exactly what it's always been for Matthew Stafford.
That's what's crazy to me. And, you know, like, you know, Derek Carr used to get that. But now Derek Carr beats playoff teams and loses to non-playoff teams.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the opposite. Because he beat the Steelers and the Ravens. And but
bro, this is wild.
Right? It's crazy.
That is absolutely wild.
Yeah. Makes no sense. No sense at all, dog.
So is he off? Are you off him now? Is he not your MVP?
See, I'm gonna stick with it because I called it. I'm gonna stick with it for now.
Okay,
I'm gonna stick with it because I think there's still some bad teams you named off, and I still think he could put some numbers up, and I still think they're gonna make the playoffs and have like a chance to be like up there. But I think he kind of gave way to Brady, though. He kind of gave way to Brady last week. So
we're halfway through the season at this point.
Yeah. So I mean, but Brady and the Bucks are going to keep playing good as long as they don't play the Saints or the Rams. So they've looked good every single week. Or the Patriots, as long as he doesn't have to play his old coach.
Yeah.
Sean Payton has owned him for like years, which is weird. Even when he was in New England, I mean, so many things I used to watch of the Saints, the losing, going to New Orleans and the Patriots losing to the Saints. So like, it'll be interesting to watch Stafford going forward. It's just so hilarious that it's like happening again. That's the funniest thing. You know, you're playing these playoff teams, because obviously the Cardinals were a playoff team. They went out with Kyler Murray, without Kyler Murray, and just killed the team. So, you know, man. it's just funny. I don't know why. It's hilarious to me. I don't know. Oh, Stafford. Man. Ain't gonna work, man. 3-13 under pressure. 3-13, 29 yards, 2.2 IPA under pressure. That interior pressure, bro. Guys like him, that interior pressure. Jeffrey Simmons basically just dominated.
Oh my gosh, he dominated completely.
Man,
he made some of those offensive linemen look like bullies.
That's what I'm saying. This dude still put up numbers. He still had 294 yards. So, I don't know, man. But his ADOT was 5.8 this week. This is what I'm saying. Like, everybody's throwing underneath right now. Everybody's doing these dink and dunk things. It's going to be interesting to watch football, these quarterbacks going forward, man. I feel like we're going to have some serious – somebody's going to tank. Somebody's tanking. I hope it's not my quarterback. But one of these quarterbacks is tanking. I just pray it's not mine. I don't want it to be mine. But one of these guys is tanking. I don't know who it is, but I feel like a tank. We already seen it from Joe Burrow a little bit. It might be him. He might be the complete tank job where he doesn't win like 20 games all year.
Yeah.
And he just ends up throwing like 20 picks and it just gets colder. And you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It gets colder outside. And it's not easier to, it's not as easy to throw outside. As we see stupid teams like the Browns start to win games, and then everybody makes up how Baker Mayfield is playing better than Odell Beckham, but it's just cold outside, and they run the football. Mm-hmm. And everybody plays too high. So, you know, they're just like, the Browns are just built. The Browns should have a better record, in my opinion, just because how they're built to play. If they had a better quarterback, they'd be way better. But
interesting.
Because, I mean, nobody plays this off the run anymore, man. That's the thing. Like, nobody cares. Like, run the ball. Go ahead. That's basically what everybody does.
Well, you know when that started?
Yeah.
When Adrian Peterson was getting 200 yards every single game and the Vikings were losing.
Well, yeah.
It's like, AP, go get your 200 yards, score two touchdowns. Guess what? You lost by 10 points because the other team put up 24 and you only put up 14.
Yep. Exactly right. Because you can't score points around the football. You don't score a lot of points. I mean,
no, it's time of it kills the time of possession unless your defense can get you the ball back.
Yeah, you don't score a lot of points. Uh-huh. That's the thing. But I mean, NFL teams are just, you know, they're just begging you. I think it's Patrick Mahomes.
That's why Seattle was successful, because they had a defense that got the ball back all the time and they just ran the clock out.
Mm-hmm. And they hit you with the deep ball, play action deep ball every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they do it. But, you know, I think the league has changed because of Patrick Mahomes. I think it's a Patrick Mahomes effect.
Oh, absolutely. I completely agree. Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. But not, I wouldn't even say Lamar.
Because Lamar was the MVP that year.
Yeah, but he wasn't – I don't think he put the fear in defenses, like where, you know, you were going to get hit over the top.
He was hitting it over the top because of the playmaking that he was doing to keeping the play and alive. And the
coverage is, I mean, there are running teams. Nobody respected him that year either. I mean,
right.
Right. So, I mean, so, but the, you know, there's a lot of too high defenses right now and, you know, too high. You got to take a lot of stuff underneath. And I mean, that's why we're seeing quarterbacks start to struggle a little bit. Especially guys like Josh Allen. So you see like Josh mm-hmm. Allen out there struggling because you're playing mm-hmm. too high and you're making him have to be meticulous. Like, yeah, this is meticulous time. That's why I was so frustrated with the Raiders, because, you know, Derek Carr, you play those type of coverages with him. I mean, the Raiders had 400 yards, a total offense. You know what I mean? They just got to the red zone, and then, you know, when they had extra time to separate, they couldn't do it. So, you know, if you have a quarterback like Derek Carr, you have a quarterback like Justin Herbert. Like, Justin Herbert played the Eagles. He's 26, like 33 to 38. Like, yeah, you play him. You're going to put 200 coverages? Oh, dude. Austin Eckler. Like, there's guys like that out there. It's just not a lot of them. Since there's not a lot of them, you have more of the guys who are like Joe Burrow. You play too high, and he's going to try to scramble. He's going to try to get out. He's going to try to do something, and then he's throwing a pick. Or, you know, to whatever, you know what I mean? So that's what's happening right now in the NFL. And we'll see who can actually play quarterback to end this mm-hmm. year. That's my mm-hmm. Let's play some quarterback, guys. Let's not just play backyard anymore, huh? Can't do that.
Yep.
Can't do that. Got to play the QB. All right, Chris, do you got any other topics here? I think we kind of hit everything.
Yeah, man. I'm in Miami for work, and I'm going to the game on Thursday.
Are you going to watch some Tua?
Tua's out.
Oh, yeah, he's out. It's Jacoby Brissett.
Uh-huh. And they're playing who we were just talking about, those Lamar Jackson Ravens. Oh, so we're actually talking about a Thursday night game here, Marcus.
I know.
Actually, I say we're actually talking about it. We talked about Thursday night the other week when the Packers were playing. We were talking about Thursday night this time through. Like, well, we talk about Thursday
night. You don't talk about Thursday night when it's Jets versus Colts.
The Jets versus the Colts.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there. I'm in one of the end zones. I'll be 32 rows back. I'll have that QB view of the field, so I can really tell you what the field looks like for Lamar next week against that cover zero look.
Such a dumb defense. I mean, why are you still doing that? I don't get it. This is not. Man, watch out for the Patriots too, man. You got Mac Jones coming on, bro. Mac Jones
twisting ankles.
I know. What was that about?
I don't know, man, but he took Brandon Burns out of the game. Brian Burns out of the game.
Well, that took him out of the game?
I thought so, didn't it? He was down. He was holding his ankle. I thought, like, he was done for the game after that.
Wow.
Or his knee or something. He twisted himself up something bad.
Wow. I didn't know. He tried to say that he thought he intercepted it.
Oh.
Well, he played like crap last week. I was like, hyping on Mac Jones. Man, he played like crap the week before. What are you doing?
He's a rookie.
I know. It's just quarterback wins just because he's the hottest rookie. He's the best rookie quarterback right now. I know they are saying that.
I
still, think it's Lawrence, but that's just me.
I'm with you. His team won. His team beat one of the best teams in the AFC. Yeah, nobody's talking about him.
He's out there
throwing to his fourth string wide receiver as his number one.
He doesn't have Josh McDaniel either.
Jamal Agnew is projecting over 13 points in fantasy football every single game. Okay. Trevor Lawrence out there without his top three wide receivers, without his top two running backs, and behind an offensive line that started the year in a bad position.
You know, I mean, this is going to sound crazy because, you know, Odell wants a contender, but I feel like that's somewhere he should think about.
Long term, yeah.
If he went there,
maybe after the season,
yeah.
You pair him with DJ Chark on one side to stretch the field, Odell the possession receiver, and then you got LaVisca Chenault in the slot. Ooh, with James Robinson and Travis Etienne coming out of the backfield. Now that's a potent offense.
Yeah, bro.
That would be something.
Would be something. I don't know, but I'm sure he's not. I'm sure he doesn't want to go play Jacksonville.
Why wouldn't he come to Florida? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I guess so. Yeah.
Tax-free money?
Tax-free, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they'll pay him. They got plenty of cap.
Okay. All right, man. What else we got? Any other thoughts on anything else, Chris?
I got my Arizona State hopes climbing the ladder because they beat USC and looked pretty good against USC. I looked at the schedule. The only way that they can end up in the Pac-12 championship game, Utah's got to lose two games.
Oh, man. Was Utah undefeated? Or they allowed
no. They're a game up on Arizona State, but they got the tiebreaker because they beat them. Mm-hmm. But they're playing Oregon, so they could straight up lose to Oregon, and then they're tied.
Didn't Oregon lose last week?
No. No, Oregon won.
Oh, they won that game?
Yeah, it was a close game. They played a tough game. Was that Washington?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was close, but they won that game. So Oregon's still – they're number four in the nation, man. So they could beat Utah, and then the records are tied, and then Utah's got to have a slip. They got to slip up for Arizona State to get in. So of course, in classic Arizona State fashion, my hopes are creeping up when they have no reason to.
Utah's going to lose the next two games, and my Oregon State prediction is going to come bite them in the butt.
Oh my God, that would – That would be the worst way that this season ends. Did you see Arizona won a game? Arizona
beat
Cal.
Yeah.
Wow. They had tryouts in the middle of the season. Did you see that one? I think I sent that to you.
Yeah.
I would never go and try out for Arizona. even in my old age with an opportunity like that.
Chris Kaparakis quarterback.
Not at Arizona. Not gonna happen. I won't do it. I won't put myself through that. I'd get killed. Are you kidding me? I would get killed.
Oh, man, that'd be funny. You know? Yeah, you probably would, because
I would get killed. It'd be the first play of the game, too. That offensive line would get beat up. It would be a handoff, too. It wouldn't even be a passing play. I'd get leveled. It'd be over. It'd be over.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Read option. I carry out the fake too well, Marcus. That was one of my big things. I was very good at carrying out a fake. I'd get destroyed.
Oh, man, that'd be funny. Oh, man. Going out there trying to play college football. This will be hilarious. That's so funny. All right, guys. I don't really have anything else.
I think that's a good place to leave it. Yeah, everybody laughing about my old butt getting destroyed.
Mm-hmm. All right. Guys, make sure you guys follow us on Twitter. You guys already know, to ALPA_QB1. Make sure you go to Instagram, do the same thing, ALPA_QB1. Make sure you follow us on Facebook, A Little Pocket Awareness, iTunes, hit the subscribe button, Spotify, hit the download button. Follow me and Chris on Twitter, @DMarkJohnNFL for me and @KingManellos for Chris. All right. And we'll see you guys next week. Peace.